Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Dale Brown's Dreamland Revolution by Dale Brown and Jim DeFelice. Performed by Christopher Lane. Prelude. Night Shivers. Air Force High Technology Advanced Weapons Center, Dreamland. 22 January 1998. 0250. All times local. Black smoke enveloped the front of the megafortress, shrouding the aircraft in darkness. Wind howled through the open escape hatches. Lieutenant Colonel Tecumseh Dog Bastion was alone on the flight deck. The rest of the crew had already ejected. Now it was too late for him to get out. The plane's electronic controls had been fried by an electromagnetic pulse. Dog struggled to control it using the sluggish hydraulic backups. The smoke was so thick he couldn't even see the control panel immediately in front of him. He pulled back on the stick, but the aircraft didn't respond. Instead, the right wing began tipping upward, threatening to throw the plane into a spin. Dog fought against it, struggling with the controls. Then suddenly the blackness cleared, and he could see the aircraft carrier below. It was on fire, but was going to still launch a plane. The plane he had to stop. He leaned on the stick, trying to muscle the nose of his aircraft toward his target. He was moving at over 500 knots, and he was low, through 1,000 feet, yet there was time to see each detail. The crew fueling the airplane, the sailors on the deck, the destroyer in the distance. I'm going to crash, he thought. This is it. Colonel Bastion rolled over onto his back in the bed, half awake, half still in the dream. His legs felt as if they had immense weights on them, pinned to earth by his oppressive unconscious. The dream had been a nightmare, but it was more memory than invention. Dog had barely survived a similar encounter with the Chinese Navy a week before. He'd been